I think that we have a little problem on the horizon.
Oh yeah? What kind of problem?
The kind of problem that I really don't like.
Let me guess. There's an open conflict between two employees.
You hit the nail right on the head. It's on account of the redistribution of offices. What we had foreseen has actually happened. Denise and Carmen both want to have the same office.
Did they come to see you about it?
Yep. One right after the other.
What did you tell them?
What we had discussed, that it was a temporary situation and that we were aware that one of the offices doesn't have a window and was smaller than the other, but that in the circumstances, we had no other options.
And did that calm them down?
Not at all.
You know, Dora, handling a conflict like this is going to give you some really good management experience.
Thanks. You're much too good to me.
No, I'm serious. As far as I'm concerned, a situation like this is one of the most difficult to resolve. I mean, when we have to deal with people like Denise and Carmen. It's going to take a lot of know-how and even more patience, but I'm sure that you will learn a lot of things that will be invaluable to you in your career as a manager.
I suppose so, but you know, at this stage, I'd much rather concentrate on other, less confrontational things to help me develop my management career.
I don't doubt it, but it's part of a manager's life. We don't choose the problems we have to solve, and we have even less control over when we will have to solve them.
It doesn't really make me eager to be a manager.
I can't agree with you. It gives you an opportunity to demonstrate your creativity and your organizational skills. It's stimulating solving problems.
I guess.